for nutrition. It's for treating severe acute malnutrition of children.
As things stand, this may end up being the last shipment of humanitarian aid, food and medicine from Turkey into northwest Syria.
These are hygiene kits. Kitchen sets have already been loaded.
4.1 million people rely on this lifeline, but it must be authorized by the UN Security Council. And in the council chamber, there's deadlock. A resolution to allow the crossing to operate for another 12 months was supported by all members apart from China, which abstained, and Russia, which used its veto. Russia then presented its own rival resolution, allowing the crossing to operate for 6 months, but it didn't pass. It was only supported by Russia and China.
This is not a moment to mince words. I have long said that this is a life and death issue. And tragically, people will die because of this vote and the country who shamelessly deployed the veto today.
Negotiations will continue. The current authorization for the border crossing runs out at the end of Sunday. But Russia doesn't sound in the mood for compromise.
If someone proposes our draft, we would not say that this is our intellectual property. If someone proposes our draft for the second time, why not? If not, I think that the page is over.
So I asked the U.S. ambassador, with the Russians unwilling to compromise, will she have to back down and accept the Russian proposal?
Now, that would be very humiliating for you, but it would be better than nothing, wouldn't it?
His resolution was nothing. We got 99% of the way there with the Russians. We gave them 99%. They admitted they got 99%. And they're holding out for 1% to continue to give support to the Syrian regime.
Obviously, tensions around the council table have increased because of the ongoing war in Ukraine. But this is about more than Security Council theater and drama. It's about millions of Syrians, their lives at risk from starvation or lack of medical treatment. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, of the United Nations.